Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Ben Brand. I'm one of the pastors here at New Life. If you haven't met me before, even if you have met me and didn't know I was a pastor, that is true of me. I'm also often one of our MCs up here, so it can be confusing when I come up and just start talking to give the sermon without any introduction. So I want to let you know, this is the sermon right now, okay? It's happening. You're here. We've got things mixed up a little bit because it's Baptism Sunday. I love these services. In my mind, there's nothing, very few things, I guess, that we do better than these services. And I get to see a bit of God's joy as he, we just get to see folks obey. So originally, when we kind of map out the sermons for the whole semester at a time, and we had chalked this one up as a kind of a standalone talk as about gratitude. Thanksgiving's coming Thursday. I got my practice dinner in yesterday with some folks from Palmertown and Carytown. You got to practice. You can't go into that thing ice cold, you know. You could pull a muscle. But then we had a baptism service about a month ago, and I challenged you guys to make us figure out how to fit in another baptism service. And it made me realize that it's dangerous to challenge you guys to do things. We had so much interest that we decided we had to do this. We wanted to do this. And so somehow, I'm going to try to actually do both. I'm going to share a little bit about baptism. I'm going to share a little bit about gratitude, all in a shortened amount of time, because we really want to hear from the folks that are getting baptized as well. And I know it's a little ambitious, so I'm going to actually pray and ask the Lord to use this today. God, I thank you that I get to be here and be a part of this. I thank you that I get to be here and just share from your word, and that we get to join in the celebration of baptism, Lord. I pray that you'd use my words, and more importantly, that you'd use your word to transform people's lives here today. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. So if you happen to be here with us at our last baptism service, I talked a lot about how baptism is about identity, how you're coming up and publicly declaring that you belong to Jesus. That is your identity. That what he did through his death and resurrection, that was for me. And we have baptism as a beautiful picture of that. Going under the water represents the death of Jesus, and coming out of the water, it represents his resurrection. But baptism is also about obedience. We just wrapped up a series on the Great Commission, which is Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus says this: Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus commanded it. This is something that we do for obedience. At our last baptism service, Sarah Fritz shared this during her testimony. She said, "I've obeyed God's will in my life before when it wasn't very clear what he wanted me to do, and yet he remained faithful and brought me good things." I just thought that was great. I mean, obviously, I'm sharing it with you. I wouldn't have done that if I thought that was bad. But obedience does lead to good things, because God is faithful. And we can learn from Jesus' example one of the things that obedience leads to from Philippians chapter 2. Verse 8, it says, "And being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." Jesus' obedience led to greater humility for him. It's an amazing example for us. And I want to quickly just define humility for you. It's not thinking less of yourself. It's not lowering your self-esteem. It's actually just thinking of yourself less. Jesus was not thinking of himself at all on the cross. He's obedient to the point that he died. in what was considered at the time one of the most shameful ways to die. Obedience leads to humility. The more that you obey, the more that you have a right view of who God is, you get to test and see that his ways work, and that leads to humility on your part. But I also think that it's true that humility leads to obedience. And the more that you view yourself in this proper relationship, not thinking of yourself, but also having the right view of who God is and who you are and the chasm between the two, it becomes a lot easier to obey as well. And I'm taking this kind of, we haven't talked about gratitude yet, so it's coming, don't worry. But I'm taking this route because getting to humility, then we can start to talk about gratitude. Because like there's a link between obedience and humility, there's a similar link between gratitude and humility. Humility leads to gratitude. There's an author, her name's Nancy Lee DeMoss. And I'm not going to lie, I just found this quote. I don't know if any of her other writings are good or not, but this quote is great. She says, "One of the fundamental qualities invariably found in a grateful person is humility. Gratitude is the overflow of a humble heart." And that makes logical sense to me. If you grow in humility, you don't believe that you're owed anything. You're not thinking about yourself. You're not thinking about what I can get, what I am owed. And so you can take everything as gift. You can be grateful for everything. Some of those challenging verses in the Bible that it says, be joyful always, or when it talks about rejoicing in suffering, you can do that with a grateful heart. And I think that also gratitude can lead to humility. If you sit down, I'm going to challenge you to do this. If you sit down, make a list of all the things that you have in your life that you didn't earn. And then add in things that you couldn't possibly earn that have been given to you. I don't know if you guys, but my list gets long pretty quick. It leads me to a point of humility. I see I didn't earn any of these things, but I've been blessed. I've received grace through that. G.K. Chesterton is an author who I have read some of his stuff, so, you know, this one I actually have read. Here's a quote that I don't totally understand, but it's been beneficial to my life to kind of think through it, and so I'm going to share it with you. He says, "I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder." Like I said, I don't really know what it exactly means. It sounds great, though. I want it. I mean, happiness doubled by wonder. And I have thought about it. I tried to kind of parse it out, and I think that being thankful to God, being thankful for all you have, that is one of the highest forms of thought, one of the best things that you can think about. And happiness, looking at that list of things that I have that I didn't deserve, when I add in there the fact that those are all gifts from the creator of the universe, that's how my happiness is doubled by wonder. If you're like me and having a hard time getting your mind around that, that's okay. There's a verse that Paul wrote to in his letter to the Thessalonians that's a little bit more straightforward and also very challenging. It says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." This is God's will for your life, that you be thankful in all circumstances. I'm a little challenged by that. I don't know about you guys. And when I'm thinking through these things, thinking about all these things, I know that there's one main enemy to these. And I think there's a big result from these as well. The enemy is pride. Pride says, "I know better than God, so I'm not going to obey his statutes and his commands." Pride causes you to think about yourself above all others. and above God. Pride says, I deserve all these things that I've been given. There's something so good about me that I deserve all these things. And so it kills obedience, it kills humility, and it kills gratitude. But if you can do these things, if you obey, if you'll be humble, if you're grateful, then I think the main result in these things is worship in our lives. It's ascribing the proper worth to God. That's where they get the word, worthship. Except somewhere somebody had a, you know, they shortened it or thought it sounded ridiculous to say worthship. You put God in the proper place in your life and you grow in these things. You're worshiping him. And my challenge to you this morning is to kind of choose your own adventure. This is kind of what we talked about. Obedience leads to humility. Humility leads to obedience. Humility leads to gratitude. Gratitude leads to humility. I want to challenge you to pick one. Because I'm confident that if you pick one and you start at one, that you'll actually grow in all of the others. So just pick one. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell anybody. Choose one. Try to grow this week. Maybe it's expressing gratitude this Thanksgiving, both to God and maybe your family. Maybe you want to shock your parents and be humble at home. It would shock them. Maybe not you. Speaking for me. Maybe it's deciding, you know what, I'm gonna see these guys obeying in baptism, and I'm going to do that too. I want to check on my comment card that I want to know about the next baptism service. I don't know what it is for you. It's your adventure. If you're here today and you aren't a Christian, I want to invite you to do the same thing. Invite the same adventure. But I know that ultimately, you're going to have to end up at humility. You have to decide that, yeah, I do need a Savior. I do need Jesus. I can't do this on my own. That's where you're going to have to end up if you want to follow Christ. Or you'll continue in your pride. If you want to talk to somebody about that, there's a spot to do that on your comment card as well. Just write that right on there. So we've got some folks that have decided already what they're going to do, where they're going to jump in. They didn't even hear the sermon ahead of time, but they decided that they want to literally jump in for obedience. There's a baptism water joke for you there. For those that didn't chuckle appropriately. And I'm confident that these guys are actually going to grow in humility and in gratitude as well after they take this step of obedience. One of the things we like to do for our baptism service, we want to hear kind of what God is doing, what God has done in these folks' lives to bring them to this point. And so we invite them. They're all going to share just a little bit. You're going to get to hear about that. And I'd love for you to think about and be grateful for what God has done in their lives as well. So I'm going to invite up first Austin. So please come on up and share.